You're with SBS Radio.
As Australia records just 14 new coronavirus cases within 24 hours, more states have announced their plans for winding back restrictions. Western Australia will become the first jurisdiction to introduce a gathering limit of 20 people, as it moves to the second phase of its so-called roadmap to recovery next Monday. The limit of 20 people will also apply to restaurants, cafes, pubs, bars and hotels, provided they adhere to the 4 square metre density rule. If held outdoors, weddings and funerals will be allowed 30 guests. Premier Mark McGowan says while WA's temporary regional travel boundaries will be reduced from 13 to 4, its interstate borders will remain closed for some time.
I do want to stress one point. Western Australia's hard border with the rest of Australia will remain in place and will likely be the final restriction that we lift. Our hard borders and our isolation have worked to our advantage and we must keep it that way.
In New South Wales, the rules will be eased further from Friday, with the limit on people visiting another house lifting to 5. Gatherings of up to 10 people will be allowed outdoors and in cafes, restaurants and places of worship, with physical distancing expected to be maintained. The limit on wedding guests will also be increased to 10, while funerals can accommodate up to 20 mourners inside and 30 outside. However, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned the changes don't mean the virus is less of a threat.
Please maintain this vigilance. No matter what restrictions we ease, none of it will work if we get complacent. None of it will work unless we keep our social distancing when we're out and about, and unless we come forward and get tested, even if we have the mildest of symptoms. Even a scratchy throat, an ache or a pain, any flu-like symptom should be treated as though you've got the virus. So please make sure you get tested.
Victoria will become the last Australian jurisdiction to reveal its plan to ease restrictions, with an announcement from Premier Daniel Andrews expected tomorrow. It comes after 10 people were arrested in Melbourne for breaching Victoria's social distancing laws and clashing with police during a protest. Around 100 people gathered outside State Parliament, carrying signs reading Fight for Your Freedom and Rights and shouting No Lockdown to demonstrate against 5G, vaccinations and Victoria's restrictions. Health Minister Jenny Markakos says while she acknowledges it's a challenging time for everyone, she's disappointed by the protesters' actions.
We've had 18 Victorians lose their life as a result of COVID-19, and I know that there are many families feeling very sad today because they don't have their mothers or their grandmothers with them whose lives were lost as a result of this virus. So, you know, that is incredibly disappointing that some individuals do not understand that these restrictions have been put in place to keep them safe, their families safe, and the whole of Victoria safe.
As reports of people crowding shopping centres emerge, Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy is urging all Australians to take personal responsibility to prevent further outbreaks of COVID-19.
Every individual can do more than regulation by behaving in a way that is respectful of social distancing norms, respectful of the hand hygiene practices that we now have. And then if everyone can do that, that will enable us as a nation to progressively and cautiously relax the regulations. But if people don't do it, we could get widespread community transmission again, that second wave that we've talked about that none of us want to get and none of us intend to get.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.